Okay, recording now. Hi. Hello. Oh, you got wine. I just made myself a watermelon margarita.
Oh, I should have done that. I have like a fresh watermelon and everything.
Oh, mine's just like a mix.
Oh, wow.
Still delicious.
I'm sure it is.
This is nice to be recording, obviously, for everyone listening and watching. Happy Friday. But for us, it's Sunday. Normally, we record during the week after work.
Yes, we do. I just spilled. Sorry. I just spilled my red wine, and I'm trying to make sure I didn't. Okay, we're good. Yeah, it's Sunday. And
it's the weekend, so have, and for me, I work Saturdays and then I have off Sunday, Monday, so today's kind of like my Saturday
sort of.
Yeah,
and I'm here with the Sunday scaries, although I don't really get those because I like my job, so
that's so good. And you look so nice.
Thanks for saying that. I was really laying on the couch all morning, watching TikToks, went to Walmart, came back. I pickled some red onions.
Oh.
So, yeah. Threw myself together for this
episode. Much more eventful day than me. I, so far, have done not... Well, I did a little bit of, like, computer work. I was editing and stuff like that. But I haven't really left the couch, like, at all day.
Well, that's what weekends are for sometimes.
Yeah, literally today. And like, I have some cleaning that I should do. And I keep telling myself that I'm going to go to the gym at some point today, but I'm just like, I just feel like laying around and doing nothing.
I felt the same way. I was like, maybe I should go to the gym, but I was going to Planet Fitness and then I started to use my gym at work this last week, and I think I can go on site and use it. Like, didn't really want to do that, so I'm just gonna try to go every day during the week for the most part, which is pretty ambitious for me after not really going. But that's gonna be next week's topic.
Yeah,
because it was gonna be this week's, but I've had a week and situationships have been fresh on my mind, and I would just love to dive into that topic.
I'm perfect
sure already, but
yeah, I mean, but that's, you know, that's what girl chat is about. That's what you talk about, dating and all that kind of stuff. Wait, before we jump in though, I just want to ask quick little catch-up updates. Status on the house.
On Friday, I finished like my last step. Like, we were kind of waiting on my first paycheck from my new job. I forget why she needed it, but she needed that. And so I'm pretty sure I'm like closing soon.
Oh, which my I'm God.
Trying not to get excited about because I still felt like things could go wrong. And I was like, what if? Actually, she had called me. This is my loan officer. And she called me about something. She was like, you're going to be $5 short for closing. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I'm not, because we did the math and I like planned my money out, of course. And I was like, what? And that was the whole thing. But then she said she worked it out. And I was like, okay, good. Because I've already paid some money towards this whole operation. So that was a little stressful, but no, I got her my pay stub, and she said she can clear my file, I think, is what they do. I've had the inspection, I've had the appraisal, I've had, you know, everything, so, like, I finally feel good about it, and I'm just waiting to move in, and I'm, like, really excited about it, and it kind of ties into, like, what we'll talk about. I mean, kind of. It's just, I'm looking forward to something new and fresh, because my most recent situationship, aka the love bomber, I think I mentioned
Dun dun dun.
Because, yeah. So last week, I think I mentioned, like, oh, we're a little bit in touch, right?
You threw that in there, and like I know a little bit more because we talk obviously when we're not recording. And as I was editing it too, I was like, should I leave that in or should I just cut that one little bit out? But then I was like, no, let me just leave it.
Good, because we need it for the freaking storyline. So, as we've discussed before, this person like came on really strong at first for like 2 months straight, was like super, like, took the initiative, planned dates, texted first, called me every day for like, and I got used to that. And then I was ghosted by this person. And then he had popped up again, and I allowed that to happen. And I don't know, like the springtime was a really weird, like we would be in touch and we wouldn't be, and I took him off Snapchat, and I don't know, it was very strange. And then like July and August, we were like casually seeing each other again, which was bad for me to do. And so last week I was like, oh, you know what would be fun if I could like hang out with my friend. And so I was like, hey, do you want to like get together, like hook up? And he was like, he goes, this is just over text. He goes, no, thank you. I started seeing someone. What? What? I was speechless. I didn't respond. I just deleted the chat, the text. I was like, hold on a minute. You started seeing someone.
Hold on. We need to pause and rewind for a second. So, like, when he came back into the picture, I don't know how much you want to share, but like, what did he say? How did he weasel his way back in? And
Oh.
then when you were hanging out, what was the dynamic? Was it strictly like sexually based? Was it like a friendship? He expressed interest in like it becoming something more, like what?
Okay, I'm trying to think back to like the first time. So the first time we were done, he had ghosted me, was like end of January. And then February, like a couple weeks after that, I guess I is when I drunk called him, and then he drunk called me back. And then I didn't really hear from him again. And I was in Nashville for my birthday, and he had called me. I remember we were at dinner and he called me and I answered, and we like chatted a little bit, and then April, I feel like, was kind of like nothing, if I'm remembering correctly. May, I had started kind of going out on dates, and I remember I was out on this one date with, I think this is the first time I saw him again after, but I was out on this date with, it was like the second part of my first date with one of the cancer men,
Yes, I do remember that.
I cannot remember. And he had been Snapchatting me. I guess at that point I like allowed him on Snapchat, and I made like soft pretzels that day, and I was like very proud of him. So
Wait,
I
I
had,
remember you posting those. They
yeah,
looked good.
right? They did. So he was like, oh, bring me one. And I was like, no, I'm busy, which I was on my second part of my date. And so I'm out at like actually my favorite restaurant. So I was having a good night, and he's snapping me. He was like, you know, whoa, like busy doing what? What are you doing? All up in my business. And then he called me, but I was on this date, so I didn't answer. But then of course it's in the back of my mind, like, because the guy I was out with was nice. He was really nice. And looking back, I'm like, oh, like maybe I should have given that more of a chance. I think I've probably said that before too, but I think I know myself and that I wasn't feeling it. Anyway, so when I had left the state, I ended up calling him back and seeing him then.
That same night.
Yes, so
Which is totally like, reasonable. Because I feel like anytime you have someone that you had any type of connection with, like they're always gonna trump a new person that you don't really know.
yeah, like, and it that did, and it just so happened to be on the same day, and I was like, and I think part of me was always like holding out. I forget what I've talked about already, but I was like, oh, he was really going through it, and I have this connection with him, and he said all these things, which I'll get into. And I think he does like me and care about me, so I'll just like do my thing, but like maybe when he's ready was my thought, I think.
Because like oftentimes if you are seeing someone and they're being kind of flaky or whatever, like not committing, ghosting, et cetera, and they have these excuses of like, oh, sorry, I've just been really busy or I've been stressed and I've had this and that going on in my life. Like oftentimes we're like, yeah, that's just an excuse.
Right.
But sometimes it can really be true. Like sometimes people really are going through things, and especially, I know you've told me like he really did have like some shit in his personal life that was like you want to give him benefit of the doubt, like okay, maybe it's just bad timing.
Right, because if what he said was true, he really went through it. We met at a bad time for something serious. Like, I don't think either one of us was like going for that.
Because he was fresh, like out of something very,
Like a serious, yeah,
yeah.
what I know. So, you know, I had gone into it initially when he was being really like, he would cook me dinner and he would, I mean, do all these things that I wasn't really even used to. So it took a while for me to be like, oh, this person wants to. I remember the one time, this was almost kind of near the end, where he was like, oh, I'm gonna pick you up. And I was like, what? Like, I was like, why would you do that? Like, I'll just meet you. And then I caught myself. I was like, no, it's really nice that you would want to pick me up. Like, I'm sorry I had that reaction, just because I had a negative reaction to it, because I don't know, I don't really let people do things for me. Like that, really?
Yeah.
It seems small, but for me, I had like a strong reaction to it, and I was like, no, that's nice. Like, you can pick me up, because it was out of his way to come get me. And so I was like, no, please. So it was that kind of thing, but he would do those things. And so I had seen him in May. We were kind of in touch, I think just mostly like Snapchatting-ish. And like, I know he sent like a mass snap or whatever. I don't, whatever. And June seemed kind of like blank to me. Like, I can't remember if we were even in touch, which is weird. I don't know. I honestly don't know. If we were, it wasn't anything. No, we weren't. Because I was like, oh, okay, he's, you know, off again. And over the July 4th weekend, he had sent me a Snapchat or a TikTok like video. And it was like a very fat cat, like Puff. And it took me by surprise. It was 4th of July. It was like Tuesday morning or something. And I was, or yeah, Tuesday morning. And I was in Pennsylvania. I was getting ready to drive back to Albany. And I was like, what the? Like, what? 8 a.m. in the morning, and you're sending me this TikTok after not talking. And so I sent him one back of like Dolly Parton, where she's like, go to hell. You know that song? We'll put it in our stories or something. But she's like, go to hell, go back where you belong, and whatever. And he was like, got it. And I was like, okay. I'm just being funny, like, LOL. And then that was it. And then he had reached out later that day and was like, do you want to come lay on my couch with me all day? And I was like, I'm in Pennsylvania.
And what part of go to hell did you not understand?
Right. So, but then of course me being me, I was like, I'm in PA, like can't. And then I think there was some, oh, I said, because we used to refer to his, once we finished the first time, it occurred to me like there was other girls involved, like of course he didn't talk about them ever, but like I'm not dumb, so, or I had seen him on some app during all of this sometime, and I, because I was on them too, so I said, oh, get another, like ask another Tammy is what we called like other girls he might have been talking to, and we called my guys I might be talking to Bobby, and we just like did that. Toxic. So I was like, oh, ask another Tammy, and he was like, I'm done with Tammies. And I was like, huh, weird, because I think one of the last times I talked to him, and this is important, I said, I'm bad at communicating, especially my feelings. I have a fear of rejection, but I was like trying to be like, I want to try something exclusive. And so I said, we were talking like in bed, and we were like, I was like, oh, how many Tammies are there? And he was like, how many do you want there to be? I said, zero. And he was like, oh, I can try.
Oh my
I
God. What a weird question to even ask in the first place. Like I get he's trying to be like, oh, so you, like, do you
keep
want to be
it light.
exclusive? Yeah, but
Yeah, so there was that conversation. I said none. It was not a secret to him that I would have been open to like trying like an exclusive relationship. I want that to be known. So there was that conversation. He said he was done with Tammy's, and I was like, that's weird. And then I think I was driving, and I was like, I want to find out about like why. So I had called him. And then we were talking a little bit, and he was like, oh, are you gonna come? And I was like, no, like, I'm not coming. And I forget what else we had talked about. And then when we hung up, I was not going. I was not going to go there when we hung up. But then, like, a half hour, 45 minutes passed, and he called back. And I was like, then I ended up going again. So. That was July, whatever.
I
We hung up.
totally get that though, because it's like, even though you know logically, it's like, oh, I really shouldn't do this. Like, it's not going to be a good, but you're like, you know, in the moment though, like, I'll have that temporary high
Right? It's a high.
of,
So
yeah.
excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to like see this person that I felt this connection with, and that I'm like attracted to, that I get to do like certain things with, and like we have fun together and whatever. And so of course I was like happy to go there. And so we hung out. He had set off like fireworks, like we hung out like the whole night, and it was something like from the first night we met, I'm gonna like expose myself as like a whore. I like slept there from the first night. There's never time where I went there and I didn't stay the night.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of like,
Relatable. Relatable. I mean,
I'm putting it all out there because I don't really care anymore. So,
and also when people get judgy or they're like, oh, you shouldn't sleep with a guy right away because then it'll never go anywhere serious. Like, that's not true at all. My ex, we were together for almost 5 years and I slept with him right away.
I mean, like, it depends on what
So
everyone's.
like it really, yeah, I don't think it matters.
No, I've never really thought it mattered. I've waited and things haven't gone anywhere, and then I haven't waited and things have gone somewhere. I don't know.
It just depends on the person and how they feel about you.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously our
So.
first time meeting, actually, our first time meeting, he did walk away from me and he was like, bye. And I was like, hello? Like, can are do you
Yeah, he
even?
wasn't like trying to get you to come
I was
home.
like, am I ever gonna hear from this person again? And thinking,
Yeah.
I was like, well, can I get like a hug goodbye or something? Like one of those, like, where's my hug, you know? And then he had come back and like hugged me and like really like, I don't even know how he did it, to be honest. It was like
Julia's
so.
a where's my hug guy. Who knew?
Am, because I don't know. In that moment, I was like, oh, okay, that was weird. And then he came over, like hugged me and kissed me in all one motion, and I was like, what in the world? And then he was like, oh, are you gonna do you wanna come back to my house? And I was like, I'm not doing that these days. But like in the moment, I'm like very attracted to him. Yeah. So I went, okay. And that's all I'll say about that. But anyway, we spend 4th of July together. And I saw him like one or two more times in July. One of those times being, I was very adamant. I was like, we're friends, because in my head that was like, I'm not gonna get hurt by you again because we're casually friends. Like, I was trying to like.
Right, like you were open to it. He obviously wasn't reciprocating. If you don't want to go there, then you have to put up a boundary to protect yourself.
Right. So I was like, oh,
Yeah.
you're my friend. We're not doing this confusing stuff anymore. This is what it is. And so I show up at his house the one day, and he was like, oh, do you want to go to this pizza place? And I was like, okay. Like, I thought we were just gonna hang out here. So we go, and it's like a half hour away, and he said there's a wait, so we just sit at the bar, and like we and it ended up being like one of the better times, like probably one of the best times we ever, like a date. But I was like, oh, is this a date? He said no. I said okay. So it like wasn't a date, but then it ended up being like great. And we're sitting there, and he's like, it's on this lake, and we're like throwing duck like food to the ducks, like you're not supposed to do that. And we're talking about, oh, that'll be you and me down there on that boat, and like he's talking about our lake house and stuff, and like we just had a really good time. And then after that, I didn't really hear from him. And then I'd seen him the next time, and he was like, oh, I didn't hear from you. I was like, I didn't hear from you either. So he was like, we had a great date and everything, and you even so I'm like, you're experiencing these things with me, and you're like, oh, you had a good time too. Like, you know what I mean? So that's making me think, like, oh, okay. Like, what's gonna happen? So then I'm starting to think differently. And the next time I had seen him, he's bringing up me being his girlfriend. I didn't bring it up at all. He's bringing that up to me. And then he's bringing up, oh, I think the one day I was like, oh, I'll be married next year. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. He goes, to who? I said, someone that wants to marry me. And he goes, I'm gonna marry you. So he's saying these things that are like, you don't have to say these
It's
things. If
so unnecessary. Like, why?
so unnecessary. You don't, he know, like, you don't have to say these
And
things.
it's mean it to do that if you don't actually mean what you're saying.
Exactly. So I'm like, me being me, I would never do that. So it doesn't even occur to me that like people can lie about those kinds of feelings. The one night, this is probably why June was like a. Like, we weren't in touch in June. I think the one night I was like, I can't, like, you're messing with my head. Like, I'm done. I can't talk to you anymore or see you. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, no. And we had that conversation where I was like, you said that you can't be exclusive with me. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. So then, like, enough.
Did you ever ask him why?
He just says he's fucked up. Oh, I'm fucked up. Oh, I'm fucked up. Yay.
Yeah, but like that doesn't make sense.
Right. So we even had a conversation in person where he goes, "Oh, you don't want to be my girlfriend." And I was like, "You're gaslighting me because we've been here before," where I'm like the first time we stopped talking, like one of the last times I saw him, he was like leaving my apartment and I was like, "Oh, you don't want to be my boyfriend." Like we've been there. So
And I can understand in like the very beginning when you guys first met, him being like fresh out of something serious and feeling like, oh, I don't know, I'm just not really there yet and not really ready to jump into something new. Understandable. But that was back in what, November?
yeah.
Like it's almost a year later. Like at this point, come on. Like shit or get off the pot.
Right. So, and he did say that when we were first getting started. And that was fine with me at that time. And he wasn't doing these things where it was like, "Oh, do you like me?" And there's also things we had gone through, like that I won't really discuss, that he had like shown up in a certain way for me. And so that also had a part in it, which I'm sure it would make it easier for people to understand why I like put up with this for so long. But I'm not comfortable sharing anyway. So yeah, we have these conversations. He's doing the most for no apparent reason. I've spent so much time being like, "We're friends, we're friends, we're friends." And even before, like at the start, I was like, "Oh, we're just hooking up." And he was like, "Oh, well, if we were just hooking up, would I do this? Would I know this? Would we do that?" It's like, it was not me like initiating these things, because I'm very used to, and we'll get into it later, like a situationship, a true friend with benefits. I can do that. I can definitely do that. I've done it before. No hard feelings. This was something like beyond
Do
because
you
of how.
think that subconsciously he kind of, because like, yeah, you can do casual situationships, but in those scenarios, you're usually like the whole point is that it's casual. So you're not exclusive. You're seeing other people at the same time. Do you think he wanted to stay like your number one to make sure that like if he ever reached out, you would always like choose him over other people?
I mean,
Because if
maybe.
it just stayed like a casual thing to you, then he would just be in the rotation with other people.
Right.
And he wouldn't have that safety net of like, oh, I need Julia right now. Let me reach out. I know she'll respond or like drop whatever to come, you know?
I don't know. And I don't know if he, I mean, he's not a dumb person,
I mean, I'm
so he.
sure that there was like, of course, like there had to have been a level of honesty where it like really was genuine.
I just don't know how you like pretend that
Unless
hard.
he act, yeah, unless he is actually a sociopath. Like,
You would have to be like, I'm
yeah.
sorry. And I don't know. I can understand like you get out of something really intense and you're like looking for fun. And I remember he said to me one time, like, "Oh, you this was like one of the first times we hung out. So you seem really genuine, like I'll keep you around or whatever." And of course at that time I'm like, "I don't know you, like sure, haha." And then it turned into something I wouldn't have even imagined at that point. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he knew that that's how I was feeling at the time he came back in like May. And then he had called when I called him after my date, because he had called me. I was like, "You know I'm gonna answer. Like, you know I'm gonna answer you." And he was like, "No, I don't. Every time you answer, I'm surprised." I'm like, "I don't think that's true." So I mean, there were times I blew him off, like on Snapchat, because I'm like, "I'm not gonna answer you. Like, you did something shitty to me, like ghosting me, among other
Yeah.
things. Like, I don't know." And it's like, well, I feel like it's a waste of time to even like speculate on why he does what he does. I think he's fucked up, like truly. That's not an excuse. He should get that like sorted out so he stops doing this to people. Maybe he won't continue to do it to people beyond me. I don't believe that because I think he's a smart person, and I think he's capable of change. I don't think he wants to change,
Yeah.
which I can kind of see in his like actions. But anyway, so I'd seen him in May. I'd seen him in July. We went on this nice date, and I saw him a couple more times in August, and he had brought me being his girlfriend and all these other things, and I was like, what is happening? And then, I would kind of reach out. He had sent me like a text here and there, a Snapchat here and there. And then the one, like last week, like he had told me he was getting a dog or wanted to, and so I knew that. And then he sent me a Snapchat of it. And I was like, oh, I texted him. I was like, how's your dog? And he was like, she's good. And I was like, okay. Does your cat like her? Yeah, he likes her. Okay. So I was like, that's weird. And I let it go because I was like, we're not involved, it's whatever. But so yeah, so then last weekend when I was out at Cass's bachelorette, my friend Cass's bachelorette, she texted him because she hates his guts and was like, send me money for all that you put me through. Like, we're at my bachelorette or whatever. And he responded like twice and then didn't. And then, so later last week when I wanted to hook up, I was like, hey, do you want to still like hook up? Because you're being like weird. And he was like, no, no thanks. I'm seeing someone.
Side note, I love you, Cass. That's hilarious. I love
Give me money for all that you've done.
that is so funny. Good for her.
So yeah, that really took me. I was like, oh. Because like he had talked about Hot Girl Summer, and obviously I've been out on dates with other people, and I knew he was like doing things, but
Very
for
quickly, though, to go from like now I'm exclusive with somebody, so no, I.
yeah, I was like, oh, you're seeing someone.
Wait, do you want to
Oh, sh
mention the fingers crossed thing?
should I?
That's fucking like that makes it even more crazy that he's seeing somebody now.
Okay, it's fucked up. This was not even a month ago at this point, like when he's doing this to me. We're sitting on the couch. We had gone and done, like, we had like a night. It's not like we were just like hooking up and then went to bed. Like, I think we went and got ice cream this night or whatever. Like, we had a fun night. And then we're sitting on the couch watching TV. And he like pulls me up to sit. Like, I'm laying on one end and he's on the other end. And he pulls me up to sit and look him in his eyes and he goes, do you want to be my girlfriend? So me having been through it with this person, I was like, I'm obviously not gonna just be like, oh, he's being gent like I
But you
was like,
like, what is that? What else? Like, who does that?
I have no idea who would do stuff like no one's I'm not sitting there like, don't you want to be my boyfriend? I was sitting there watching TV. So he pulls out, oh, do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like, like, are you being for real? Like, what? And then he goes, oh, I have my fingers crossed. And I was like, what is going on? Are we 10? Like, I don't understand, especially like having been, it's been like this ongoing thing.
It's just not cool and it's not a funny joke, especially given all of the history and like everything that you've been through. Like he obviously knows at this point that
It's like,
you're interested in, something more serious. And it's like, why? Like that's just cruel.
a cruel joke. So I was like, I forget what else happened, and I was like, oh, fuck you, whatever. And I forget why I was like, no, ask me again, because there was like conversation. And I was like, okay, no, ask me again, like for real. And so we did. You want to be my girlfriend? And I said, I said yes, and then I had my fingers crossed because I'm like, play his little games. But I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, huh? And then, so you do that 3 weeks before you tell me you're seeing someone? Exclusively? Okay, so you're seeing someone, but it's not me, and 3 weeks ago you're doing that.
I do you know like who it is?
He would never talk about girls he was seeing, like,
Do you
and
think
I
it's
don't.
possible he got back with his ex?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, that would make sense to me why he like was kind of keeping you at a distance the whole time. Because if he still had feelings for his ex this whole time and was kind of like on and off communicating with her, hoping they
Mean,
would get back together, then that would make sense.
I don't know if he'd be like hoping to get back. He said a lot of things about her to me.
I feel like that's always a red flag too, though. A guy that like talks, like tells you a lot about his ex and says negative things about her, that's always a red flag.
That is a red flag, but it was more about like they had like a custody thing, so it was like kind of more like it wasn't shit talking her necessarily as like a person, just what she did to him. If that's even real, I don't even know if anything he ever said was true at this point, because I don't know how a person can be like that. And so yeah,
Scary.
he's something about like I'm seeing someone. I was like what? Excuse me. And like I said, I've been going on dates. I knew he was like on apps or whatever. So like it was no secret that we were both out there. But I think for me, I was like, I don't even want to like admit this, but I'm gonna be real. I think I was like, oh, I'll date and like put myself out there, but kind of with like the idea that he'd come back. I
That
guess
he would
now.
like work through his shit and be ready. And like, even though you both were on the apps open to other people, but it was like the other people you were open to were just kind of like, it was nothing serious,
Right.
just distraction and casual. Yeah, I get
Right.
that.
So, and he would also say things like, oh, it's hot boy summer, hot girl summer, whatever. And I was like, okay. And then he'd ask about, oh, Cass's wedding. Oh, I'll be ready for a girlfriend by then. Oh,
She hates him. Why? It's very bold of him to assume he's gonna be invited to her wedding or allowed to
I
come as a
know.
plus one. Like,
Like, you're not welcome there,
what did
buddy.
she think of that?
I don't know if I'm not sure if I told her that. If
That's
she's listening.
hilarious.
But I was like, yeah, okay. So yeah. Seeing oh, I'm seeing someone, I was like stunned. And I feel like it was the like wake up call I needed. Like, if somebody he says he cares about me, right? He said it the last time I saw him. Oh, I care about you at all. If you care about someone, or if you want to be with someone, then you're not going to start seeing someone else. If you mean any of the shit you say, you're not going to start seeing someone else. So I was just like, okay, then.
You
And
would think too, though, like if he cared about you, even just as a person, and I mean, maybe it's just a maturity thing or like a, I don't know, but you would think if he did start seeing someone, you'd think he would tell you first, right? Rather than like waiting for you to reach out, you'd think he'd be like, hey, just wanted to let you know. I met somebody and it's more, it's getting kind of serious. So.
here's like kind of what I think. I never asked before, hey, do you want to see each other? Hey, do you want to hook up? Hey, do you want to whatever? So in June or in the beginning of the year, if I would have asked, I might have gotten that answer, but I never asked. And so him like responding to me sometimes or like, whatever. I feel like he's still keeping, like, I don't know if he ever would have told me had I not asked.
But you would think that like anytime you guys were planning on seeing each other at all, he'd just be like, oh, I'm not like.
I think he would have just I feel like it's probably happened before where he was seeing someone.
So wait, did if you just asked him like, "Hey, can I come over right now?" You think he would have said, "Yeah?"
He probably just wouldn't have answered or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. And so I was thinking like, oh, these last times or he's on and he's off and he's whatever.
Yeah.
This could have been the case before. Now I just know. And it's like, ooh, do I wish I didn't know? Yes, I do. Because it makes me feel like shit. Like, less than a month ago, you're bringing up me being your girlfriend. And now, of course, it makes me think, like, well, I'm not good enough to, like, pick to see, to start seeing.
Yeah.
But.
You can justify it though to yourself at that point, like, well, he's just not ready for a relationship in general. He's just flaky, whatever. But for him to be like, no, I'm seeing somebody else,
Right.
like, well,
That.
what's not good enough about me? What's wrong with me that somebody else is good enough to date, but I'm not? Yeah, I completely get that. But on the bright side, had you not known, and he just kind of like you didn't hear from him again, time passed, da, 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 you would have just fallen right back into that same cycle. And you know now that it never was going to go anywhere.
Yeah. If I didn't know and I just didn't really hear from him, and in a month he popped up, I'd be like, oh yeah, cool.
And the problem with that, you know, like it's fine if you're just like, okay, I'm going to have my guard up. I know what this is, but like I'm just going to see him. Get what I can out of it. It is what it is. But the fact that, like, he clearly, you had these feelings that were holding you back from, like, really, truly giving somebody else a shot, it's like you're pot, like, potentially missing out on something great because of this fucking loser, this asshole that was, like, a total waste of your time. So at
Right.
least now you know, like, okay, that door is officially, it's shut, locked, done, like,
It
and you
like
can
has,
move on.
yeah, it has to be. And of course, I'm still here, like, but these good times and these good moments. But I think a lot of that is just because I never really had that before. Like, I didn't have anybody, whether he was telling the truth or not, like, show up for me. In any kind of way like
Well,
that.
and regardless of what was real for him and what his actual intentions were, whatever, but what you felt was real.
Right.
So,
And it wasn't for nothing. Like, I'm not dumb. Like, he would act in ways and say things that would like break down these walls I always have because of like my own insecurities or whatever. But like, yeah, so knowing that, I'm like, there's no fucking way. Like, I have to have some fucking self-respect. Like, there's no possible way. I don't think there's anything he could do or say. Of course, I'm probably always gonna have like feel something towards him. But like, it's not.
well, especially because that was the first and only time that you've felt that way or like had that type of connection with someone. So it makes sense.
Yeah, so there's that. And then I kind of just, from what I know about like his past a little bit, because I've like heard things about him and he said things himself like, oh, like all the ladies, whatever. I don't even remember. But like, you know, he does this, I think. And at first, having this experience that someone is talking to me like this and treating me a certain way, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm different for some reason. Like, no, girl, no. And that's not anything to do with me, that's him. But for me to sit here and be like, oh, I wasn't good enough to pick, like, I can't think like that because it's within him that he, like, and I don't want to. I'm not gonna like toot my own horn or anything, but he said things like, oh, you're so genuine, you seem really whatever, and like, and I am because That's just how I am.
You are, yeah.
I have my own stuff. Like I'm buying my own house. I have my own. I do think he thought I didn't have like friends, which whatever. But I
Did he
have.
not know about the podcast?
He did. I'm sure he's gonna be thrilled to know that he's got pretty much a whole episode just
I hope
dedicated.
he listens to it.
I'm gonna send it to him. Maybe I'll send it to him.
You should.
That would be hilarious. I don't think he'd listen, but maybe I'll send it to his. No, I won't send it to his.
Maybe the girl he's seeing will be into it.
She a
Maybe
girl.
she watches. Is she a girl who does it?
Break his heart, please break his heart. But yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, I'm not good enough, even though that was my first reaction because I've had so many like insecurities before and I don't usually feel good enough for people, but like I'm kind. I am obviously very forgiving and I am genuine and I just like I'm not gonna sit here and play you. I've already told certain guys like I don't you're great. I don't want to lead you on. I don't feel ready for this or I feel this way. Like I try so hard to do that. So like I know I have these qualities that like are good that not every woman or every person has. So I'm not gonna be like, oh no, I wasn't good enough for him. Good enough for him. He's gonna be bald in 2 years. Not to say bald is bad. Bald can be beautiful unless you're handsome.
He's not good enough for you. And like 100% really genuinely that, like I mean that, that is the truth.
You know what I was distracted by, probably? If you go back to season one, I think that you will hear me say, I want someone that's like big and can pick me up. He could do that. And I was just
Yeah.
stunned. I was like, whoa.
It's hard when you're like really physically attracted to someone.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, I think he's also an insecure person. Not to give him any, like, I'm not trying to give him a break or anything, but he would say things like, why do you like me? Oh, am I your type? What do you like about me? And it's like, that's an insecure person. I mean, it's one thing to be curious, but it's an, like, I don't know. Because
Yeah.
even me as an insecure person, I've never been like, so why do you like me? I don't know why people like me. Like, that's not even something I would think to ask, and I'm not the most confident. He acts very confident, and I'm sure he is in some ways, but I think he's also like very insecure.
Yeah.
And of course, being on TikTok, it's always like he's just, you know, and this I think is true for like a lot of people where it's like, oh, you have someone in front of you. I'm not saying this is what happened, but I mean, who knows? And it's like they're maybe you view them as like, I don't know, having something better going on for them or they're too good for you or something. And so you opt for like someone that you don't have to like step up for. You know what I mean? You don't have to change a thing about what you're doing. They're going to accept you anyway. So I don't know. I know what I want. And I don't know if that like scares people off or whatever. But yeah, so that was this week. I was just like, it was like a roller coaster for me because I was like, whoa. He really doesn't give a shit about you because if he did, he wouldn't be doing that. And if he does care and he's doing that, he's fucking fucked up. And we had been texting because I had said something. I think he thought I was going to say I loved him. And I wasn't going to say that because I've never said it to anyone. And I'm not about to say it when you're like fucking here and there and everywhere. Like, I might
Yeah.
have to, but I'm not going to say that to you. And how the conversation was going, I think he thought I was gonna say it, and he kind of cut me off, and I was like, huh, okay. And then so later in the week, I was like, I don't like that I didn't get to finish my thought. Like I was gonna say that I care about you, but I don't know what you want from me, and so I can't he's saying that. Because he would say, like, love you. Like, he'd hang up the phone and be like, love you. Or he'd be laying there and be like, love you. And this is after he asked me to be his girlfriend fake twice. So there's that. So you can
Things
see how
like
a person would
that.
be confused.
Yeah.
And so I had
Just
said,
a tad.
I just wanted to say that and be like, that's what I was going to say. I don't want you to think I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I love him so much. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot. Not all the way at least. So I texted him that, and I don't know, like, I wanted to be there for him when I thought he was genuinely struggling, because I know he doesn't communicate his feelings, like we've discussed that. So I was like, if you want to, you can talk to me. And if I didn't talk to someone about what I was dealing with earlier this year, that would have been a problem, because I'm not typically one to like express my feelings, but if I didn't about what was happening with me, like, I don't know where I'd be. So I was like, I get it. You don't want to communicate it, but sometimes it helps you move through it, because that was my situation. So I just said that, and he was like, I'm just fucked up. Like, so I was like, okay. And we didn't have any other conversation about it. But now he's someone else's problem. So, but that hurt. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, you're okay. You're seeing someone. That fucking hurts, because, oh.
But like, yes, I think sometimes, like, I think about like my first ex, and like when we were together, there were all these things that like he just wouldn't do, or he just felt a certain way about certain things. And then after we broke up, and like now he's been in a serious relationship with someone else for a few years, and all of a sudden now he's like so different, and he's doing all these things that he wouldn't do when we were together. And
Right.
you know, there are times where, even though I'm like, that's like long, that ship has sailed, but sometimes it kind of like sucks. I'm like, damn, like, was I not good enough for you to change those things? So I do think that like sometimes a certain person comes around, and maybe it can like bring out certain sides to a person, and maybe like for whatever reason, kind of like push them to do certain things differently. But like at the end of the day, like, okay, he met this other person, and maybe now he's like wants to pursue something exclusive. But at the end of the day, he still obviously has these serious issues that he's
Right.
not doing anything to work on.
No.
So things might be good with this other person for the time being, but like those issues are still there, and they will surface at some point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like you said, he's someone else's problem, and good riddance. God bless.
He can be a memory, and I did gain things out of it, some things, and
It definitely gave you a different perspective, and
did.
I know you've talked about how like there were times throughout, your whole situation with him where it like helped your confidence.
It definitely did. I don't know why, like, I see myself as someone like, this sounds weird now, of course, after what I just said, he's seeing someone else and it's not me and not good enough for him, but it's like I see myself now as someone that someone would want to date, and I never did before, like, ever. I'd be like, oh, why would they want that?
Well,
That's
you got
crazy.
that little taste of like what it would be like to actually be in a real relationship.
Have a partner that
And
actually.
obviously, like, you have been in a relationship before, but like, I know you've said like it wasn't really
That was,
serious and those feelings weren't really
yeah, I don't know
there.
what to call that, because I was exclusive with my ex-boyfriend, or I thought we were exclusive. Sorry, just clarify that. I thought we were exclusive for, I mean, I think we were together like over a year total, but he had led me on for a few months before that. Which
Yeah.
is why I also feel like if someone isn't ready to be exclusive with me in two, three, like, you know me, and you're not ready to be exclusive with me after a few months, like, why? Because he led me on for, oh my God, I mean, several months.
Well, and I think that like there should definitely be some boundaries because, like I said before, I do think that it's totally real to feel like you're not ready to get into a relationship just yet. Like, I felt that way the past, like, couple years. Like, after I broke up with my ex, I really was like, I can't even imagine. I tried dating, but I was like, I can't imagine myself getting into a relationship with anyone, whether it's someone new, my ex, whatever. I really felt like I had so much self-work that I had to get through. And like, I just really wanted to focus on myself and just be alone. So, like, I do think that that's real.
No, I
But
agree.
unless like they are actually doing something like going to therapy or like, but if they're just saying that, but then they're also still trying to sleep with you and like see you, but they're like, oh, but hold on, I'm not ready just yet. Like, no. It's like, okay, you're not
True.
ready. Let me see you do the self-work. You don't need to see me or speak to me. And then, maybe come back when you're ready and then we can see where things are at.
It's one thing to like know you have problems and like I'm in like the same boat because now I've got fucking problems that I didn't have before about trust because how do I know someone means what they say? But it's like to sit there and be like, oh, I'm fucked up, and then make no move to change that. You can't
And
even talk about it. Like,
and
you're
just
never
use it as an
gonna.
excuse for your bad behavior. Like, that's the
That's why I say, like, I can't see him. Maybe he will, and I hope he does for like everyone's sake, change. Even if like I have to be the fucking. I mean, he put his ex through worse, I'm sure, and however many exes he had, but like, it doesn't change just by like miracle. That's why I told him, like, if you want to talk through it, even if it's not with me, but I'm telling you, like, I'm kind of the same way, and that helped me so much. And I wouldn't have moved through what I was going through if I didn't talk about it. It would have never lifted, and like, things wouldn't have gotten better for me. And that's me. But like, I forget what I wanted to say earlier. I mean, anyway, I don't think he'll ch necessarily change, but I hope he does because he has like a little baby, and dads can ruin your life too. So, but I wanted to go back to say, if he meets this person and suddenly there's a switch, like, great, and it doesn't have anything to do with me necessarily not being enough, but like I think of the guys I've gone out with and they're perfectly fine. Like, they're nice people, majority of them. Minus the one that like gaslit me before we even met for a date. But it's just not a fit for me because now, especially after meeting him, and like he's a different kind of guy that I typically would have went for before. But like me, I know I like someone that takes charge. I know I like a guy that does certain things now versus before my ex never initiated. I'm actually traumatized by something he had done where he like forced me to initiate like something. And I was like, this is painful. Like, why are you doing this? I like when a man like steps up and takes lead. Not much. I mean, I'm an Aries, so like not too much, but like I don't want to have to freaking order at the restaurant and make the reservations and do all this stuff. And I learned that men exist like that. And actually, to just not change the subject completely, because this is a situationship topic, or maybe it's just a love bomber episode. Who knows how long this can go on? Like, but I actually had a date last night, and it was nice, and it was kind of just random. We were like, oh, we hadn't talked all that much beforehand, which I don't really like to do because I feel like I hate just texting someone for days on end, and I think it just fizzles out quicker if you
I
don't
agree.
meet up. So I was like, oh, cool. And we went to a brewery that looked really nice, and it was. And conversation was good, and he has a lot of qualities that I like and could see like working. And then at the end of the night, I was like, "Oh, do you like do hugs? I don't want to just, if you're not into that." And he's like, "Yeah." And then he asked to kiss me, and I was like, "That's great because first of all, consent. Second of all, you're gonna go for it, like
Take the initiative.
too." So I felt like after feeling like shit, like Thursday, Friday, that was like nice. I was like, "Oh, okay. There's, more out there." And I know that there's more out there. It's just like, ugh, what a horrible thing to like have.
Well, and it's a lot of work to put yourself out there and to go on dates and like actively meet people. It is. It's a lot of work, and it can be discouraging because it's like, and exhausting too, because it's like, oh my God, how many times can we have the same kind of conversations over and over,
And I think that's what made, I think I cried to my mom about this. I was like, it's not fair that he gets to meet someone that he wants to be ex like to, he wants to start seeing, and I go on all these fucking dates and nothing feels like a fit, and he gets to have like it doesn't feel fair. And I feel like that's what bugs me the most, is like, oh,
Yeah, but you don't know that, like, whoever he's seeing or whatever their situation is, you don't know that it's actually real or that it's going to go anywhere or, like, you know what I mean?
yeah, that's true. I was just like, are you fucking kidding? Like, I put myself out there. I'm nice to all these people. He's not that fucking nice.
Because
And,
if you
like,
were looking for someone to just see, you could find that literally tonight, like, immediately.
that's
But
what
like
my
you have higher standards, like you're looking for something more specific and you want something more serious that's actually going to, last and like be worth something.
I think my mom said the same thing. She was like, H you could have been seeing someone, like, but you
Yeah.
cut it off. And that's true, but it, and that's why I bring up, like,
I love Saucy Sue. She knows what she's talking about.
she does, where it's like, yeah, I've gone on these dates with these nice guys, and they're, I mean, the one that brought me Taco Bell, how amazing. Like, that should have been, that could
That's,
have
I
been.
mean, that could have been it for you. You could have got engaged that night.
Sure. But it's like, then I know I just didn't feel that way, and I didn't want to continue it. So, like, I know that I was like, oh, that sucks to hear and
But
to
do you
know.
think that a part of it too was that like you were holding out hope for Love Bomber guy? Like, maybe now you can just be a little more open. And I know like I find myself in the same doing the same thing where it's like, well, if I don't feel that like initial like attraction or that spark or whatever, then I'm just kind of like, whatever. But like I think it is worth it to spend a little more time and kind of get to know somebody more before you really determine if you're into them or not. 'Cause like you never know.
No, I know. And when I first met him, I didn't think anything of it, thought it'd be fun, casual, whatever. He made it not that. But I mean, the first, I knew I was attracted to him and I would want to see him, but like, I didn't know if I liked stuff about him for the first month. Like, who knows?
I think about even like with friendships. Like when I first started working at the salon that I'm at now, like the girl that I'm probably like the closest to, or one where like she's one of the people I'm closest to there now. When I first met her, I did not fuck with her. Like I didn't, I wasn't into, I didn't like her. I thought she hated me. She seemed like a total bitch. And I was just like, oh, this little like tiny little skinny blonde bitch, like, okay, whatever. And now I love her so much. So you never know.
You definitely never know, and I feel like I'm still gonna struggle, but going forward, I can be like, we can't go back, because I think a lot of it was also like, I kind of thought of the first 2 months that we had been seeing each other and how fun and great that was and how good it felt. And there were those moments even over the summer where I was like, this is great. And it's just never going to be the same as like when it first started. Like it could never be the same.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, and it won't be, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's
It
almost like I think of like people who are, have a drug addiction. It's like you're always seeking that like initial high, like the first, but you're never gonna get that.
It's never going to be the same. And I can just be like happy to have some nice memories of someone that I cared about. And I can move on because that's what people do. Like, it's new for me, but it's not a new concept. And like, it happens. And yeah. So I just had a lot to say, obviously, about it. So I was like, we're going to do this topic today instead.
Yeah.
Then it had me thinking, like I said before, like I'm no stranger to like a situationship, like a friend with benefits. I've done it twice successfully, where we were both actually one of them still contacts me. Like if I'm in town, he'll be like, "Hey, you wanna like what's up?" And it's I'm attracted to him very much. Like, would I be open to? I mean, I don't know him as a person that well because we've kept it like we hook up and we go our separate ways. I had never even slept there before. And then the one time he was like, you could stay here if you want. And I was like, no. But like, I can do that. And it works for me and that person. Like, and it's the last time I saw him, I think like earlier this year during a lull in the Love Bomber. He was like, we've known each other. We had matched like forever ago. I was working at the salon at the time when I had like first met him, and that was 2018. So I'm like, if we're still doing this in like 5 years, just kill me. Like, why is this so like, it's just, I don't know, it's easy. And by the way, my situationships have had the biggest penises of anyone. I realized, not Love Bomber, but like I realized the two that like were solid friends with benefits, both the biggest I've ever seen.
Was Love
So
Bomber not very well endowed?
I don't want to talk about it. He like no, he was fine. Not the biggest I've seen because those other two.
Got
But
it.
like that's the thing. That's the other thing that kept pulling me in was like I liked sleeping with him very much. Like.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's tough. And I'm like, of course, like, I'm never gonna find anyone again that like we can,
You're preaching to the choir. God, I know. Oh, I
I know.
know. You know, I know.
There's
Everyone knows that I know.
but like I'm no stranger to a freaking situationship, which is what bugs me a lot about this one. It was like I told him that that's what we could be, and then he took it beyond that. And I'm like, I know I could have done it if I just kept, if we kept it that way. So I just want the world to know, and above all myself, that I'm still like that girl. You know what? Sometimes I do, if I feel not like that girl. My friend Anthony, shout out. He videoed me making out with this Australian guy like all night in Nashville for my birthday this past year when I was hurt the first time by Love Bomber. And I went out there and I made out with some Australian guy and he was hot. And like,
Good for you. I love Anthony for sending that to you as a reminder.
oh no, I watched myself. I have it in my camera roll and I'll go back and be like, that's her.
Yeah, it's a good reminder. You are that bitch. As am I.
We
As
are.
are you listening.
Because we're the girls who get it. And that has two different meanings, I guess. And any
I
lesson.
hope though that you find your person eventually. You know what, like the universe is just a funny thing. So I do feel like things happen when they're meant to happen, the way they're meant to. So, you're working on getting this house and doing you, doing
I should.
great, amazing things. Eventually, you will find someone that is actually good enough and worth your while and treats you the way you deserve.
I'm hoping. I'm really hoping. And I think it, like, besides all the other shit that, like, would make me feel certain types of way, I think since I've always known, like, I want to be a mom, I want to have a family, like, I'm getting to an age now where I'm like, oh, I can actually do it now, where it's not, I'm too young or I'm not ready. Like, I'm feeling like I'm getting closer to that and, like,
Yeah, it's
have.
not like a distant future kind of
Oh, and then of
fantasy.
course, right. And then of course it's like biological clock. I get a little bit worried, like it'll never happen for me. When that's, I told my mom the other night, I was like, that's all I ever wanted in my life, like since I was a kid. So I think that also had something to do with it, where I was like, I felt like I was getting kind of like, oh, maybe I can have this, what I want. And then it was just like,
Which
no.
I get completely, but also you are still so young. Like, I mean, I know I am not necessarily like, I don't have that like desire to have children, but like, I got 5 years on you. So, and here I still am by myself. So, you know.
Yeah, I have, like, usually I'm like, no, we're thriving. Like, this is cool. But with all this shit, and I think if I didn't know he was seeing someone, if it had been like before where I just didn't hear from him, I think I'd probably still feel that way. But just knowing that, it was just like, I was like, huh. And I think it was just the ending that I needed. And I had a great date with someone last night, and he had a lot of qualities I wanted. There was more people out there that I haven't even met that could be a better fit for me, and he'll find a better fit for him. And I
I
just
appreciate you though being vulnerable about everything and just being so honest because it's true. And like obviously majority of the time we feel that way, right? We're like, oh, I love being alone, like I'm thriving, single independent woman, like I don't need a man, da da da, which is
Yeah.
also true, but like it's just human nature to like crave companionship. So it's normal and natural to also just feel lonely and like want to find someone and to just get frustrated and feel like, where is my person? Like, what is taking so long? Like, why are all these other people meet, like, getting together and getting married and all
Right.
happy and whatever? And I'm not.
Right.
It's literally like Sex and the City. Like, the writer, right? Like, all four of the characters are all different parts of her. And it's so true. Like, we all can be Miranda, but we all got some Charlotte in us.
Sure do. Deep
Or, and we
down.
can be Samantha Jones, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah, I'm trying to be patient. I'm very impatient in general. And I thought, oh, I'll be patient with this person and it'll get me somewhere. And it didn't, so I have to keep being patient with myself too. Like, there's time. And I have a lot going on anyway. And it'll come.
Yeah, and it's better to just like be true to yourself and wait for the right person rather than to just rush into something because you're just like wanting that
Right.
if
Yeah.
it's the wrong person. Because then ultimately, like, you know, you could be then older and or like have kids with this person and have a life and share a home and all these things. And then it doesn't work out. And it's like, and
Yeah.
obviously, you never know either way, like,
Right. No. I mean,
but still.
I feel like I've seen a lot of stuff on TikTok about like the great divorce happening, where it's like these women that maybe that was the situation, or just men are, I don't know, not to say women can't be the same way, but like these wives that. Sometimes I just picture what my life would have been like, and I'm like, oh no. And these women that have had that life where it's like these men go do whatever they want, and they don't help out and they're basically single moms and all this stuff, like they're divorcing these men because of all that. And it's like they don't have a true partner, and that's really what I'm looking for, like someone that's going to be there through everything and want to do it. Like, are they going to be home for bath time? Are they going to help me with this stuff? Or like, if I'm going to do it alone, I'll do it alone.
Right,
Like,
and it's almost like at least if you're doing it alone, it's you're not also being hurt and feeling disappointed by this person.
right. So it's like when I look at it like that, and there's women that have gone through all this stuff and are choosing themselves, like in the end, and like choosing to get divorced, it's kind of crazy. And it like pushes me to be like, okay, no, just wait. And like really pick somebody that's going to be good and you want the same things and you're in the same moment. Like you want the same things at the moment, I guess. But that reminded me of this, like over the summer sometime when the Love Bomber and I were together. He had said something like, oh, he's tired of dating. And I was like, oh, me too. Like, sucks. But I want it to be like the right person. And he said, same. And I was like, oh. So that, of course, came to mind. I was like, I guess I'm just not the right person. And maybe I'm not for him. And that's fine. I am for someone else. And that also made me think, like, I think because I have such a guard up all the time, I thought to myself, like, wait, does he not know that, like, I, like, wanted him? And then I was like, no, like, he fucking knows. He's just, because I do put up, like, a front of, like, no, like,
I do too.
so I thought, well, no, like, doesn't he know? He knows. And he made the decision to start seeing someone else. And that's that.
That
And I'll
is that.
see my situationships, my friend with benefits, maybe this weekend.
Hey, whatever you need to do to heal.
Yeah.
So have you blocked and deleted yet?
I blocked his number. I have
Did
to
you
see.
delete it from your
I
phone?
deleted it and I blocked it.
Okay, perfect.
I do have half of it memorized though, because it's a Pennsylvania area code. So that's why I blocked it. I was like, deleting's not enough. I would know it if I saw it.
Exactly.
So I just don't want
That's always
where.
the best course of action because if it's blocked and deleted, there's zero way.
Yeah.
That you, yeah.
Because I don't want another situation where he's sending me a TikTok and like right back where I started. Like, there's no way for me to go back. Because it's looking different, and I would feel pathetic when it ultimately ends the same way for the freaking millionth time, and it
And you know
hurts.
what? Now you got it all out. We have it recorded.
Yeah. So if you
So
hear me say, "Oh, the Love Bomber's back," just shoot me.
we're gonna
Just
hold you
shoot
accountable.
me. Like, didn't you say that you like roll back the tape? Yeah, not good. Because there's nothing good for me there. There just isn't. And whatever like Albert Einstein says about like doing the same thing. What is that quote?
Insanity. The definition of is of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Something like that.
That's what this is. Like, it will never end the way I want. Like, it just won't. Or maybe it will for a little bit, and then he'll be his like unhealed self and he'll go looking for someone else. So I have to be done.
And honestly, like this is just perfect, a perfect example too of like I know we've gotten comments in the past when you shared your situation with him and people were like, come on, like he's terrible, like why are you know, blah blah blah. And like I think I even said in one of the episodes, like everybody just has to like go through their own process. And like even you can know logically, okay, this probably isn't going anywhere. This person isn't good for me. But it's like you have to just go through the motions until you get there.
Yeah.
Because like somebody else telling you, oh, you shouldn't talk to this person. Oh, he's terrible. Like
Cool. Like,
Yeah, like you're never going to be able to move on and get over it until you do naturally. Like you can't force that to happen. So
Right. And
I'm
I'm
hoping that, you know, you're at that point.
it's just that I have to be. Why, like, I'm not going to put myself through it again. Like, how many times can you be upset with the same person over like the same thing? Like,
Yeah.
why do I want to do that again, potentially? Which I probably would if he would pop up today and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I thought about things and I want to try. Can you imagine how that'll end for me? Because I
Oh my
can't.
God, of
Same
course.
day. Like,
Yeah,
this.
of course.
So, even if I would want to hear from him, because I think I'll always like wonder how he's doing or care about him, it like to a degree. Like,
I
it's.
think until you meet someone else that can really like replace all the feelings that you had, so that then you get to the point where you can look back and be like, oh, like, why did I even feel that way about this person? Until that happens, you're always gonna feel that way. Yeah.
Like you said earlier, like I probably was blocking like other connections, not like fully, because looking back, I'm like, did any of the people I went out with have what I'm really looking for? Like, no, not all the way. But when I think back when I was dating before I met Love Bomber, like I went on so many dates where it was just like not a fit. After like just one after the other, it just wasn't it. So if that's what I'm gonna do again until I find someone who is a fit. And I've done it before, and I was fine without him before, and I'll be fine again. Like I don't need attention from him. I don't need anything from him. I'll probably need like a month to really detach, but who knows?
Yeah. But it's nice to know that at least like you have some options to distract you in that time at least.
Sure. I mean, I'll be fine. It's just a bummer, of course, but it's like I'm not the first person that this like this happens. It's
Yeah, and you won't be the last.
no.
Definitely. I'm sure there are people listening right now that are probably going through a similar thing now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think like dating now sucks so bad too, where it's like when you feel a connection with somebody, you're like, oh, but what? It's so hard to come by. And for me, it is hard to come by. Like, I don't know. And there's not even like a certain type of guy that I feel that way with. It just, if it happens, it happens. It's just not, I can't make that happen with just anybody, which is probably also why I was like kind of hanging on and like holding out hope too. Cause I was like, oh, nobody else has ever been like that with me. Like,
Isn't
what would
it interesting though? I feel like dating nowadays, it's like it is so hard because back in the day before social media and the internet and all of that, it's like you only had the option of meeting people in person. So a lot of people just ended up with people that, you know, are from their hometown that they went to school with, that they had mutual friends with, or if you would meet them, like it was all just through person and it like in person and it was. I don't know. I think now when you're just meeting someone online and they're a complete stranger to you, you have no mutual connections. It's like they become expendable in a way. And you have so many unlimited options that it's just like, I don't know if I'm feeling this person that much today. Like, let me see who else I can meet
yeah.
up with. Like, yeah.
Which is true. And it's like, I'm amazed that I'm not that way because I've only dated like really on the apps. I was way too insecure before I was old enough to have the apps. Like, but I don't like if I find somebody that I like, it's very easy for me to stop looking and to like focus on that. But a lot of people aren't like that. Like,
Yeah.
I'm on this freaking Facebook page. I don't know if I've talked about it before. Are we dating the same guy? It's like fucking horrible to see all these men where it's like just women in the comments, like, oh yeah, I had this experience with him, and oh, I'm talking to him. Like,
I would love to dive deeper into that. I feel like we could do a whole separate episode talking because I haven't looked at that page, but I know it's very popular and it's just, yeah, all of that, like dating in this era is like
horrible.
It's horrible, but I find it so interesting to like discuss and dissect.
We should go through like my page because there's a lot of content.
And we should search some people that like we know, like friends, people we've dated or hooked up with. Like I'd be so curious to see if there's anyone I know on there.
Did I tell you Love Bomber was on that?
You did tell me that, yeah.
Yeah.
Twice. That should have been an immediate red flag.
Not once, but twice was he on there. And yeah.
Terrible.
I'm sure I'll see him again. And I'll be like, yep, there he is. He'll be like 50 on that thing.
Seriously, how embarrassing. Are you going to contribute? Are you going to add your 2 cents?
No. But yeah, I guess this turned out more like Love Bomber episode, but I felt like I wanted to share, to hold myself accountable, one. And then two, just because, like, I'm not the only person that has to deal with this bullshit. And, like, it's not normal, but it feels normal because of how dating is now. And it's just, like, to talk about it and, like, get it out there and be like, these guys are saying this shit. And they're gaslighting and they're doing and they're lying and they're cheating and whatever they're doing out here. And it's just like normal. And then there's me who goes back to it. Think of for what? We'll never know.
But it's so true. Like we've said before, like unless you have experienced it yourself, it's you're just like, I don't get it. Like what? That's just like you were being stupid. Like it was so obvious. Da, da, da. But like once you experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God, it's just flips your world around. And it is really nice to hear other people's stories and know, okay, this is a common thing. It happens to other people. And it's not that there's something wrong with me or I'm not good enough.
Right.
It's just that like this happens.
That's like the biggest thing. Cause I know I have friends that are like, oh, like he sucks. Like I like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I get it. Like he does suck, but if you are lucky enough to have never experienced dealing with this type of person, then you don't know, like you don't understand.
And you can hear these kinds of stories and be aware and know like, okay, these are red flags, da, 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 but like they will still creep up on you. And like somehow you can still get like sucked into it.
Yeah. So like going through it is, and if you're one of those people that are out there and all your friends are like, oh, but he sucks, like just drop him, and you're having a hard time, like just know that I get it, because dating sucks and it's hard and you don't come across connection all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard and not everybody's going to understand that.
And absolutely.
They're lucky. So, I mean.
But we get it. We've both experienced it. So if you have gone through something similar or you currently are and you feel like you, because I also get that too, where it's like you've been bitching about the same guy over and over for so long to your friends and you're embarrassed almost to talk about it anymore. And like, they're sick of hearing about it. So if you ever want to just like vent, feel free to DM us on Instagram or send us an email or something.
Yeah.
And you know, because we get it. We won't judge you.
No, and I'll probably jam you back saying the same stuff that I said in this episode. Like, oh, can you believe that?
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks, but I know that there's, like, good people in the world, and we will meet them someday. But yeah, I'm done, so it feels good.
I was gonna say, do you feel better now? You kinda...
I do feel good. I'm like... Because I spent a lot of time being like just sad over it. And I was like, oh, like I said, like, oh, I'm not good enough. He didn't pick me to see. But like, it's not that. Oh, I forgot. We almost could have a new punchline because when Cass was texting him over the Bachelorette weekend, he said, frig off. Like, what? I feel like he wanted to say like fuck off, but he didn't want to be mean, like too mean, so he said frig off.
All right, so frig off. We will
Frig off.
TTYL.
TTYL next week.
Oh my God.
Keep
That's amazing.
just collect these dumb little things they say, so.
I think, can I get a hug? Is
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
adding that.
Like, well, can I have a hug?
Thanks, guys, for listening. That's it for this week's episode.
All from us, T2IL.